Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Have you heard about Travel Channel's new programming focus? The centerpiece is series taking you to places unknown, unexpected, and unexplained. Example, Portals to Hell, arriving on the network April 26, 2 weeks from tonight. Executive producer Anna Geddes joins me next. Also ahead, the big points on Disney Plus, and our classic trivia question this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival, and the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get 3 free books when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later this half hour. Thanking you for making us a part of your Friday here on the program All About Television. 59 degrees at the top of the hour. Let's get to 75 again for the weekend. By the way, welcome to all of you that may be checking in from watching the Masters, which is back on ESPN today. We hope you're enjoying the golf. Tiger Woods very much in the hunt for the green jacket. We'll see how he does today. By the way, just checked in with ESPN, and as of the holes, he is even under par today at 2 under par. Anyway, we have a great guest for you today and a lot to share with you about the world of television, and we invite you to be part of the program. All it takes is a phone call from you. Pick up the phone and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The numbers get anywhere. You're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker. Guest 173 is already in our chat room. Diamond Apple 04 by name. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. So use the phone or the room. Either way, we get you involved. And while the program is on the air, you can connect us by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. And again, from Porto Hell, will join us live from Knoxville, Tennessee, after these news notes. In a multi-hour investor presentation last night, Walt Disney laid out the plans for Disney Plus, the company's family-suited new programming venture. The advertising-free service will debut November 12th and available to users for $6.99 a month or a special one-year price of $69 a month. The $6.99 is about half the monthly fee of a Netflix subscription. At the start, Disney Plus will present more than 500 classic and recent movies and 7,500 TV episodes. The first run play, 25 series and 10 made-for-TV movies will be showcased, including 2 Star Wars live-action series, live and animated adaptations of Marvel Comics, and a roster of unscripted programs. Disney Plus will spend $1 billion on original content the first year and budget $2.5 billion per year by 2024, which they say, at that time, the service will be profitable. So far, Roku is the only smart TV device or set provider set to carry Disney Plus. Now, a trio of news, no quickies. Emmy-winner Tatiana Maslany's next TV gig will be HBO's Perry Mason revival, playing opposite Matthew Rice as Mason. CBS will take Blue Bloods into a 10th season on Friday night this fall, and Hulu's Veronica Mars revival will begin July 26th. 8 new episodes will come on. And that is news notes for today. Believe it or not, 2019 marks the 60th anniversary of 2 of the most unique shows ever to hit television drama. One is The Twilight Zone, whose reboot premiered earlier this month on CBS All Access. The other is One Step Beyond. That was the weekly series devoted to 2 cases dramatized of psychic phenomena hosted by actor and director John Newman. That series, which was produced by ABC Films, that's right, ABC did have a TV-making division, ran from early 1959 to 1961, 2.5 years. You can see many of the classic episodes of that series on YouTube. We mentioned One Step Beyond because what people now think of as psychic phenomena has taken on the term paranormal phenomenon. And that is what is going to be showcased 2 weeks from tonight on Travel Channel, which, as I mentioned, the tease, has shifted its focus in major part to programs that showcase the unexplained, the unknown, and unexpected. Portals to Hell will be beginning on the channel 2 weeks from tonight, April 26th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. And joining us live from Knoxville, Tennessee, is his executive producer, Anna Geddes. Anna, welcome in.
Hi, how are you? It's great to be here.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for joining us from Tennessee Way. First of all, talk about your network and what it's doing with this new move into what some would call unexpected, unexplained programming.
Well, you know, it's been a lot of fun. We, I think, have always had an element on travel of the paranormal, the unexplained. We had shows or have shows such as Ghost Adventures and Expedition Unknown previously, which it's actually now moved over to Discovery, but, you know, was definitely part of our core programming. And we discovered that that's what the audience really loved about our channel, that those are the shows that brought in the biggest audience. And we decided to focus on that and go for it and give the audience really what they wanted. And so we've broadened our slate to include more and more shows in the paranormal vein, but also the what we call the history, mystery, adventure quest, where like such as Expedition Unknown, where we take a legend or a mystery and investigate it and look at it in a new, fresh way. So it's been a lot of fun, and Portals to Hell is one of the new shows that is part of this movement.
We should point out that Expedition had the special Egypt Live event, which turned out to be quite a big one for Discovery, because a mummy tomb that was like so many hundreds of years old was found.
Yes, yes, fascinating. And Josh Gates is just such a phenomenal talent. And we had the pleasure, we simulcast that Egypt Live as well, and it was just a great program and so much fun to have part of our network.
So let's talk about Portals to Hell. How did this show come about?
Well, initially, the show was pitched by Osborne Media, Jack Osborne's production company, to my colleague Matt Butler, who's the head of programming and development. And he brought it to our development team meetings, and we took a look at it. And initially, the concept was exploring subterranean worlds that were more literally potentially gateways to the underworld or portals to hell. And, you know, we as we do, we kick it around and we look at the concept, and we decided that it might be more intriguing to look at the less literal portal to hell and explore and investigate the darkest, most sinister haunted places on the planet. And there was we love the title. And, you know, there is this theory in paranormal that portals to hell, portals are basically openings, openings between the spirit world and our world. And they're often, where portals are located are often sites of really intense paranormal activity. And so it just makes sense that the most haunted, sinister places on the planet may have portals. So that became kind of the driving force and the premise behind the show, is Jack and Katrina would go to these really incredibly haunted, scary places and see if through their investigation they could determine one way or another if there was a portal. But it's kind of secondary. It's they're investigators at heart, and the core of the show is documenting paranormal evidence and trying to investigate it, explain it, and understand it.
We should point out that the co-hosts are Jack and Jack Osborne, and Katrina is Katrina Weidman, both of whom have had a lot of experience in this whole world of paranormal. It's interesting, though, that the places that are covered are sort of a mix of places where you might think things would be spooky going on, like a penitentiary in Pennsylvania, or a former lunatic asylum in West Virginia. But then there's a place like a bed and breakfast in Utah, or a hotel in Juneau, Alaska, or an opera house in Ohio, that from the outside, you would think, nah, ghosts aren't around here.
Yeah, but if you dig a little deeper, for example, the bed and breakfast in Utah is actually on the outskirts of the infamous Skinwalker Ranch, which is an absolute, intensely haunted, paranormal hotspot. And so, you know, Jack and Katrina realized through their investigation that the ghosts are not just stuck on the ranch, the Skinwalker Ranch. They're through the entire region. And, you know, often I think, you know, some of the other locations you mentioned, like the Twin City Opera House, you know, or even the Alaskan Hotel in Juneau, we were really lucky that those places are haunted but had not been investigated before. And so we definitely sought out new ground. We wanted to break new ground with this show. And so we took on some of the big, very well-known locations, and we tried to approach them in a new way and to find parts, like, you know, specific locations within the bigger location that had never been investigated before, which was the case at Penn State or Eastern State Penitentiary. And then also we went to the LaLaurie Mansion in New Orleans, which had never been investigated before and was really well-known and sought after. So it was intentional.
You're hearing Anna Gannis. She is the executive producer of Portals to Hell. It's the new series on Travel Channel that premieres 2 weeks from tonight, April 26th, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. Anna joins us live from Knoxville, Tennessee, this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Abbott, I'm with you live on this April Friday of 2019. Delighted that you're with us, whether you're catching us on Blog Talk Radio Speaker, either across the country or around the globe. If you have a question or comment for Anna, don't be shy. Use that phone, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, DiamondApple04 by name, guest 173, already in the room. Monday on Tomorrow Will Be Televised, we have a 90-minute edition for you, and it's all women who are doing some big things in the world of television. First up, the creator executive producer of a new series coming to the CW. It's called I Ship It. It's graduating from CWC, their digital service, to the main broadcast network. The person we're talking about, Yulin Kang. Then, we will talk to the creator executive producer of the brand new series on Netflix that unites Uma Thurman and Tony Goldwyn of Scandal fame. It's called Chambers. Leah Rachel will be with us. And finally, an exclusive interview with one of the co-creators executive producers of one of the longest-running unscripted shows in all of television, The Amazing Race on CBS, Elise Stagneri. That's all coming up on the 90 minutes of our show. That's Monday, 3:30 Eastern Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Anna, how did Jack and Katrina pick the places that they went to investigate?
You know, I think there was an element, first and foremost, we went for the darkest, most sinister places we could find. We wanted places that had intense hauntings, you know, malevolent, dark, edgy, perhaps demonic, which are all associated with portals. And on top of that, we layered on wanting a good story, and we wanted it to be unique, and I think the approach behind this entire show was to try to do things differently and in a fresh way, and so that was a thrust in terms of choosing locations as well, was trying to find new ground that hadn't been investigated.
And once they and your camera crew arrived, how long did they spend there, and what kind of things did Jack and Katrina do to test the presence of ghosts?
I think we were on location for almost all of the episodes. We were there for 3 days, I think we shot 4 days, but 3 days were spent with the primary show, and then the fourth day was usually like a B-roll day where we shot all of our incredible scenics and scary B-roll and stuff like that. And essentially when Jack and Katrina would arrive, it was we shot very doc style, so we covered a lot of the action once they walked in the door. And they would begin by interviewing either the owner or witnesses to the events, the paranormal activity in the location. And the first step would be a tour. They would take a tour, and then sometimes there was a research beat, and eventually they would set up for the night investigation and then shoot overnight. And sometimes the night investigation would be over 2 nights, especially if they were actually sleeping at the location, which they did in the Alaskan Hotel and the Strawberry River Inn. And, you know, they have a whole kit of different equipment, from 3D mapping cameras that show human forms. They have meters that will go off when you like if a spirit is to break an electronic field that is, surrounds this piece of equipment. You physically have to touch it, and it'll set off an alarm. EVP recorders where they record audio and play back to hear if there's any audio recorded on there that could be a spirit or an entity answering questions. There's a whole gamut of equipment that they try, and they'll tailor it to the specific location and investigation.
Yeah. I'm going to do one step beyond. When that show premiered in 1959, John Newland, who directed every episode, which is really an amazing feat, would have writers dramatize true cases. And they would be classified into different categories, teleportation, possession, clairvoyance. There were a couple that dealt with what he called psychic radio and other such things. How sophisticated has the research come in the last 60 years to detect what we now know as paranormal phenomena?
You know, it's interesting because I think there is a lot of tech out there, and it's become a lot easier, I think, for anyone to sort of, if they have an inclination, to find the gear and try themselves. But I do think that some of the best investigations that or moments in our investigations have been moments where the equipment wasn't even necessary, where things manifested, where you would see something with your naked eye, you would hear something with your ear. It was incredible. Like I was on location. I was touched. I heard voices. I mean, I can't even explain some of the things that I witnessed personally. And we have it on film. We have it on tape, you know. And sometimes you don't need anything. You don't need equipment to capture this stuff.
Do you tell your camera crew, you know, I treat this like a nature documentary or a natural history phenomena documentary where, you know, you can't direct what's going on. Whenever the spirits want to arise, they cue you. You don't cue them.
Exactly. And that was very much, you know, when we were shooting the investigations, it was true in the true documentary spirit. We kept rolling, and we broke the fourth wall. That was very intentional to show the crew and to show sort of the behind-the-scenes process of the of what we were doing while we were shooting the show, because we wanted it to feel immersive. We wanted it to feel the way it felt when you were in the room, to feel visceral and real and immersive for the viewers. And we also wanted to sort of remove the veil and just be very, very reflexive and transparent about what we were doing. And, you know, we rolled and we went with it, and it was incredible to see what we could get. And it was very, like you're saying, like natural history. We didn't stage anything. We followed the action, you know, and sometimes things were quiet, and we'd move on to another location in the building, or we may try different, or Jack and Katrina would try different techniques to elicit response. We just rolled with it, and we ended up shooting a lot of footage, which made it challenging in the edit, but it was also, I think, what makes this show so different, so unique, and so great.
You said that at least for one episode you heard voices, Anna. Were you ever able, with Jack and Katrina's help, to identify those voices, where they came from?
Not in that instance, not when I was personally on set, but I do. They. When you watch the series, you will see a number of encounters where there were definite intelligent interactions, where people responded to names, where people gave names, interacted with Jack and Katrina or other people they had in the room. It was fascinating.
And because the show is called Portals to Hell, was there at any point an actual portal that surfaced?
We, you know, obviously, it's hard to 100% prove a portal, but all evidence can point toward one. And there were certainly instances where they felt, Jack and Katrina felt, that there were portals present for one reason or another.
Portals to Hell, it's one of the new series coming on Travel Channel as part of their new focus on series that take you to places that are unknown, unexpected, and certainly unexplained. And this series premieres 2 weeks from tonight, that's April 26th, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on the Travel Channel. Anna Geddes is the executive producer of the series. She joins us live from Knoxville, Tennessee. By the way, the series is also produced by Critical Content, whose founders, Tom Foreman, and more recently, Jenny Daly, who came in from her own group, have done this program before in terms of other unscripted projects they have done. Anyway, they have a great lineup of shows, by the way, they've done over the years, including one of my favorite Food Network series, The Great Food Truck Race. I'm happy to say that that's coming back for a brand new season later in 2019. That news came out at the Discovery programming event here in New York 2 nights ago at Alice Tully Hall near Lincoln Center. Anyway, Anna joins us live. This is Half Hour on Smart We Televised. You have a few moments with her, so make the call. Be part of the program. Be interactive with us. 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And speaking of Discovery's event, you can now see a column that I wrote about that event, and that's in MediaVillage.com, the very popular B2B website of leadership for people in the TV industry and also people like you want to know more about where TV is at and where it's going. So check it out. The Robbie Televised column on Discovery's Upfront. That's at MediaVillage.com, www.MediaVillage.com. And while you're there, check out other wonderful pieces about where TV is at, where it's going, from the likes of Evie Moss, Jack Myers, Charlene Weiser, Ed Martin, Juan Ayala, and other wonderful people as well. That's www.MediaVillage.com. What was Jack and Katrina's experience about doing the series? What kind of satisfaction did they get about doing your program?
Oh, I think both of them are just so passionate about the paranormal and investigating. I think, you know, in many ways they're living out their dream job, you know, being sort of on the road, traveling to these insane, epic locations and doing what they love most, you know. I think they're just a wonderful team. They complement each other so much. And I think the chemistry is really obvious on screen, and they just had a blast.
Did they feel that the camera captured what they were doing and also captured what they – did they end up this particular journey feeling that they got more than they bargained for, that they really were able to see examples of paranormal phenomena, whether they could explain it or not?
I do. I do think they were satisfied with the results. They, you know, we worked really hard to through the equipment that we used, through the review process, at the end of the investigations, they would go through the material and they would play it back and they'd meet with the owners or witnesses and show them what they had captured, and also just for their own benefit, review the material. And it was amazing what they captured. I think it was more than they expected. And I think that at the end of the day, we worked really hard as a production team also to capture the show in a variety of different ways. We shot in a lot of different formats of cameras. Jack and Katrina would shoot handheld cameras. We had professional cameras. We had mounted cameras. We had EV 3D mapping cameras. And through all of those different formats and incredible editors, and I can't even explain how talented they are. They worked very hard to make the show feel for the audience to be able to experience what Jack and Katrina and the crew were going through in those moments. It feels very immersive, very documentary and raw. So hopefully the viewers will really enjoy that element.
Have they thought about where they want to go if you go to a second season?
Oh, we have so many great locations in mind if we, fingers crossed, get another season. We definitely want to expand and go internationally. There's a British castle that we have our eye on. There's another fortress in, I think it's in near Prague. There's some really great European locations. And, yeah, we have a whole running list of places we're dying to go.
Mm-hmm. One more thing before we go. What did the locals in each of these communities think about what you were doing? Did they think that everybody was crazy, or have you turned some heads in those areas, whether it is the place where the insane asylum was in West Virginia, or the Cincy Opera House, or other places where you went to?
You know, I think they really appreciated us being there. At least the people we spoke to, most of the people we spoke to had some kind of direct contact with the location. And, you know, I think having investigators come in, having a show document what is happening at a location, it really, there's a degree of affirmation. There's a confirmation of what you've been experiencing and that you're not crazy, that it's really happening. Because I think there's this sort of sense of not really wanting to talk about this sort of stuff. You know, people roll their eyes and think you're crazy. And yet we came in with Jack and Katrina, who have so much experience and so much knowledge, and they this is not new for them. They are used to this, and so talking to people that are able to explain it and document it for them, I think gave the locals great satisfaction.
Jack Osborne and Katrina Wideman team up for Portals to Hell. It's Travel Channel's new and very unique travel series, and the premiere is 2 weeks from tonight, April 26th. That's a Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Check your local square travel channels available in your area on cable and satellite. For more details about the program online, as well as all of Travel Channel's new series that are dealing in this sort of unique phenomena theme, is where you go online, www.travelchannel.com. That's www.travelchannel.com. And if you want to check out what may be the show that inspired all this, One Step Beyond, hosted and directed by John Newland, check out many of their great episodes on YouTube. That's One Step Beyond, available in glorious black and white on YouTube. And again, as the executive producer of Portals to Hell and with Travel Channel, thank you again for joining us. We enjoyed having you aboard. Good luck with the series. Hopefully this is the beginning, 2 weeks from today, of a great and long, wonderful run.
Thank you so much. It's been great fun.
Same here on our end, too. Take care. All the greatest. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
And again, joining us live from Knoxville, Tennessee, this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Coming up, our Club Trivia Question of the Week and a very special shout-out. But first, some words from the fine folks at Audible.com. Chelsea Handler, the former E! And Netflix talk show host, has a brand-new audiobook out. And what a title, Life Will Be the Death of Me. And she narrates it. And you can get it right now if you become a trial subscriber for 1 month to Audible.com. You know, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing this on right now, at Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or iHeartRadio. And remember, in addition to taking that list of wonderful books available to you, Audible has a brand new and growing lineup of Audible Originals. It's everything from original audio material, it's one-woman, one-man shows. It's also the best of Broadway, regional theater, and off-Broadway as well. And with all of that, rather than get one free audiobook, you can now get three. One from the regular catalog, two from Audible Originals, when you sign up for a one-month trial at audibletrial.com/televised. Remember, that's three free audiobooks and a one-month trial, plus great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. So check out audibletrial.com/televised. Get yourself that 1 month offer, and hear for yourself why Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. Now it's time for our Clapper Trivia Question of the Week, and if you are first with the correct answer, you can win the Simpsons Movie DVD. Here's the question we introduced some time back. What musical group made the theme from SWAT a number one hit in the early 1970s? What music group made the theme from SWAT a number one hit, and it turned out their only hit in the early 1970s? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, enclose your name and your full mailing address. If you're first with the correct answer, you will win the Simpsons movie DVD. But remember, in order to win, you got to play in, so do so at simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And if you just missed the question a moment ago, we'll repeat it on tomorrow at Facebook and my Twitter feed, which has gone over 24,000 tweets. The Twitter feed, by the way, is at UBC Simon TWBT, and the Facebook is at my Simon Applebaum page. So find me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter if you missed the question. That's tomorrow morning on both Facebook and Twitter. But remember, in order to win, you got to play in, so do so, and all the very best. This is Tomorrow's Televised. We're on the program All About the Two, and we're with you Mondays and Fridays, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. We're also on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Don't forget, if you want to check us out anytime 24/7, you can do so on our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And don't forget, you can check out the podcast version of the show also 24/7 at iTunes, Apple TV, and Spreaker's podcast app, and of course, on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. And when you go to iHeartRadio.com, put Tomorrow We Televise in the search bar, click, and you're there. We're going to end our episode a little earlier than normal today because yours truly, after we wrap up, is going to be heading over to the ABC Television Center in Midtown Manhattan on West 66th Street to see a taping live of the $100,000 Pyramid hosted by Michael Strahan. That's right, they're taping the episode for their fourth season that will premiere this summer on ABC. In case you haven't heard, ABC is going to have more summer fun and games than ever with the return not only of Pyramid, but also Celebrity Family Feud, Match Game produced here in New York by Alec Baldwin, To Tell the Truth, Mandy Anderson, and some new game shows, including revivals of Card Sharks, hosted by Joe McHale, and Press Your Luck with, of course, that famous whammy. So looking forward to that. That's going to be at 5:45 this evening. We're going to see a taping of the show, and looking forward to it. And who knows, maybe I'll catch Michael Strahan in person and have a chance to discuss good game show times with him. I want to thank Ben Rubino, by the way, who's the executive producer of Pyramid, for the opportunity to see the show in person. We had Ben on earlier this year when he was doing Snoop Dogg Presents the Joker's Wild, just wrapping up the third season on TNT and TBS. So thank you, Ben. He made the invitation after he was on the program, and we're delighted we can finally take up on the invite and catch the show in action this afternoon. So before we go to the ABC Television Center, I have a shout-out for you. And it's an organization that I had the fantastic pleasure of attending a gala in its honor. It's called Dancing Classrooms. And for those of you outside New York in particular, you might not know about this wonderful organization. It's all about kids learning ballroom dancing and, in so doing, learning great friendship and being with each other. It was an organization started a quarter of a century ago by two fantastic talents, Pierre Dulaine and Yvonne Marceau. Many of you may remember that they were stars on Broadway in the musical version of Grand Hotel. Some of you also remember that they were involved in American Ballroom Theater, and they have done some wonderful things in the world of ballroom dance ever since. But this is the big one, Dancing Classrooms. It started as a New York deal, and now it has grown to many programs across the country and in some cases overseas. The teachers, by the way, some of whom I know, do it day after day, and they are marvelous, sometimes doing up to 4 to 5 classes a day with these terrific students who are usually 10, 11 years old, who are just magnificent. So anyway, Dancing Classrooms marked their 20th anniversary this past Wednesday night at the Pier Hotel in New York across from Central Park, and it was truly a magical night. Not only did some of the Dancing Classroom graduates perform, including people from PS3 in Staten Island, yay Staten Island, but also they had a special auction of items which raised over $125,000 for upcoming Dancing Classroom sessions. So congratulations to Pierre, Yvonne, Rodney Lopez, who's one of the executive directors now of that organization, all the teachers, all the staff who do a magnificent job year after year. Congratulations on reaching 25 years. And I got to tell you, it was so much fun. A great, great time had by all, and I'm not kidding. And more importantly, it was a very magical night for an organization that really goes to show that there are some great things in the world, and you can accomplish great things with ballroom dancing. I've said this a long time. Dance is a contact art, and for kids making that kind of contact, it's an adventure that can last a lifetime. And if you want to know more about dancing classrooms and you want to make a contribution to what they're up to, either in New York or where you are, go to www.dancingclassrooms.org. And you can check out the wonderful work they do and maybe make a contribution. It's www.dancingclassrooms.org. And again, congratulations to everybody involved for a wonderful Wednesday night. And here's to not just another 25 years, but an eternity of great, great work on behalf of our kids who are our future in this country and in the world. And that will do it for this today's Tomorrow We Tell Live and for our week as well. And again, thank you to Ag Ennis from Portals to Hell on Travel Channel for being our guest today. We got a big show coming your way on Monday. Three women all have got some interesting projects to share. First, Ewan Kang, the creative executive producer of the new CW series, I Ship It, graduating from CWC. Then Leah Rachel, the creative executive producer of the new Netflix series, Chambers, teaming Uma Thurman with Tony Goldwyn of Scandal fame. And finally, Alisa Guarneri, the co-creator executive producer of one of the longest-running unscripted shows around, coming into a new season soon on CBS, The Amazing Race. If you came in late on today's program, want to catch up on episodes you missed, again, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Don't forget to check out the podcast. It'll be available this weekend and 24/7 at iTunes, Apple TV's podcast app, the Spreaker podcast app, and, of course, the iHeartRadio podcast network at iHeartRadio.com. And remember, we not only love hearing from you, we want to have you interact with us. So do so by email, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, that's how you get involved in our Clutch 3 question of the week. Once again, here's the question. What musical group made the theme from SWAT a number one hit, a one-hit wonder in the 1970s? If your first is the correct answer, you win the Simpsons movie DVD. Again, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Also use that email if you want to contribute to our ongoing feature show to know. Is there a TV show you like that you feel doesn't get enough attention these days? Let us know. If we use suggestion on the air, you get the credit. simonapple04@yahoo.com. And remember, you can always find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Again, we're over 24,000 tweets, and we thank the nearly 700 people who follow us regularly on Twitter. That's at UBC Simon TWBT, at UBC Simon TWBT. However you communicate with us, we appreciate it, and we respond. Why? Because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or iHeartRadio. Our production associate at Blog Talk is Candace Williams, Andy Toth, PTR's general manager, with Jay Sullenberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of Blog Talk Radio are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow We Tell Live was brought to you today by Audible.com, proud of being part of the annual New York Television Festival, and an Amazon company. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For 3 free audiobooks and a 1 month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a fantastic weekend. Go Tiger and everybody else at the Masters of Augusta. And remember, we'll be back on Monday, 9 edition, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio Speaker and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. And remember, whatever you're doing this weekend, please make it safe and make it great. Until the next time, stay well, and stay tuned, and watch out for a portal to hell.